This episode of the Justin Robert Young Podcast is brought to you by 325 of the most rad motherfuckers on the planet, Creepy Wink. Man, you know, Jomo fucking just taking him to church like he always motherfucking does here on the beginning of the Justin Robert Young Show. Hello. Ironically, my name is Justin Robert Young. That's why I'm here. This is a show which features, by and large, one voice, unless there's, another voice. But, you know, it's usually at least begun by my voice. I'm going to be here to bring you through a very rock and roll episode of this show. If you are aware of the way that we do things here on DiamondClub.tv. Every Sunday, there is a WWE pay-per-view. I do this show, and then I watch the pay-per-view. The only problem is that here on the West Coast, things are a little late. So we do the Weird Things podcast at 2, After Things after that. I do this show in between, and then they start rocking and rolling with the wrestling over at 5 o'clock. So that means this show tends to get a little bit truncated. However, I'm going to make up for it. We are going to have a great show. In fact, I am going to give y'all a little something. All right? This is going to be something. This is a gift that I will give to you guys free of charge that will better your life. All right? I'm going to give you a fish, motherfucker. I'm going to give you a rod and teach you how to use it. By rod, I mean a severed penis. We also have really just a tale of tragedy and woe that will most likely get more tragic. But before we get into any of that, let's go ahead and pick up some loose threads. I was talking to y'all last week about the fact that I have I had this wild hair up my ass. Now, you know, you might go ahead and file that shit under my problem, but that's just what it is. I very much, I just had this idea to write an ebook called Secretly Gay President Thwarts Zombie Invasion with the Help of a Wizard and His Barely Legal Daughter Whose Titty Falls Out at Some Point. All right? Like, I just had this idea and I needed to do it. It was just kind of like this thing that I couldn't shake. I also mentioned last week that I was working on a card game. And, these things came into conflict because I gave myself a Monday deadline to finish this stupid fucking ebook, which I wanted to be like the most over-the-top shitty short story of all time. So Monday comes and goes, I didn't fucking do it. I didn't finish it. So I think, well, fucking that's it. Man, I wanted to get it done by Monday. Oopsie doopsie, I didn't do it. Oh well, that's just how it happens. Except for the fact that I couldn't shake it. I couldn't give it up. I kept thinking about it. I kept wanting to do it. So comes around on Wednesday, and I'm like, hey, let me just go ahead and let me just go ahead and just write this on the stream. Because I know I'll finish it if I go on live stream. And so I did. And I fucking finished it. The book's done. Secretly Gay President Thwarts Zombie Invasion with the Help of a Wizard and His Barely Legal Smoking Hot Daughter is done. It's finished. It's over. Now, I still got to... I'm going to proofread it because it is the most ridiculous ebook ever. But I'm going to proofread it. And I'm going to put it live on the Amazon store this week. But if you are a patron to the jury show, you're going to get it for free. All right? I mean, it's going to be, I guess you've already paid money. You're going to get it, right? It'll just be there for you. I'm going to send it out this week. It'll be up in the Amazon store. It's really ridiculous. It's insane. I totally just, yeah, it was just a thing. One more note. I told a story last week about Hearthstone, how I went from 19 to 13, 13 all the way back to 19. I have returned back to 13. I was briefly at 12 today. I decided I was going to take fucking matters into my own hands. I bought 15 decks. And as somebody here in the chat room points out, Clitoris 9001, which is what I'm going to name my daughter, says, did you get a gold Neptilion? Yes, I did. I got it in a fucking random-ass deck of cards. And I shredded the motherfucker. Shredded it for dust. And I bought myself Dr. Boom because I'm actually going to use that card, and I would have never used gold Neptilion ever. Okay. I'm going to tell you a tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, a tragedy that will bring a tear to your eye. Like this, if you cry every time, get ready for the saddest story ever told coming up right after this. Many of y'all know that I bought an Apple Watch. I did. I went and bought it the first fucking day that it came out. And by day, I mean the early hours of that morning. I said, fucking, like, I got it. I got to have it. I need it. I want it. I bought it. On the app. I was lying in bed. Pow, pow. Got my fucking ass. An Apple Watch. Yeah. Oh, feeling good. Yeah. Doing the Apple Watch wiggle. Wiggle it. Come on now. Come on now, wiggle it. Just a little bit. That's what I was feeling like, right? Just feeling the vibrations. Then I got a notice that said, your Apple Watch isn't going to be here until June. What? Huh? June? Really? Okay, fine. I mean, I go on Twitter, everyone's bitching about the Apple Watch. I'm not getting an Apple Watch until fucking June, until late May. Meep, bop, meep, bop, boom. Thank God. Thank God everybody's is getting delayed, and it's not just me. It's not just going to be me. The last man on earth without an Apple Watch, while all my friends have one, while all my friends are able to cavort and send heartbeats and draw pictures of dicks and send it to them, so my other friends might get a bleep and then a wrist dick appear on their very arm. Oh, at least we don't live in that scenario. So then all of a sudden these emails go out and they're like, hey, all those Apple Watch fucking notices, now you don't got to worry about them because we are moving up. We're moving on up, moving on up. This is my gospel version of the song. To the east side, moving on up. We were going to delay the Apple Watch. I'm moving on up. That's what I, and fucking, I was like, yes, all my friends lighting up like fucking Christmas tree lights. Oh, they're going to get one tomorrow. They're going to get one the day after that. They're going to get one this weekend. Everybody's getting an Apple Watch. And I sat at my computer looking at my Gmail inbox waiting. Not since Godot has there been such a fucking agonizing wait than when I am waiting for my fucking Apple Watch notice. Meanwhile, fucking calendar pages flip. All fucking gone. Fucking all my other friends are getting the Apple Watches. They're all sending wrist sticks to each other. They're all talking about how they like the heartbeat. They're all using various apps that I can nary imagine. And it becomes a joke. I become the joke. Because I know a lot of people, the Buck R.I. here in the chat room makes a very good point. Hashtag WPR. If you're not used to this community, that stands for white people rich. This is a first world motherfucking problem, okay? I understand that. But everybody's living in a different ecosystem, and you got to understand that the sensitivities that might be for you are not the sensitivities that are for me. Many of my friends are professional fucking tech pundits. It means that they are on the bleeding edge of technology. Some might say, including my accountant, that I am also a fucking paid tech pundit. I need this thing for my job, but mostly for my life. And so here we are. What is today? Today is fucking Sunday, May 17th. I ordered this shit fucking forever ago. Tomorrow, I leave for Dallas, Texas. In Dallas, Texas, I'll be there for 2 days, and then I fly to Portland, Oregon. I got business in Dallas, then I got business in Portland. But I'm not going to leave to go home. I am going to stay in Portland until next Thursday. Not the Thursday coming up, but the one after that. This is because I got business in Portland on one side of the weekend, then there's a long Memorial Day weekend, and then I got business on the other side of that weekend. And so I'm using the fact that I got a bunch of miles to fly up my lovely fiance to Portland. We're going to have a nice little romantic Oregonian experience. Oh, man. But really, it just means that we're going to be fucking, we're going to go from being hipsters in fucking Oakland to being hipsters in Portland, which is a really lateral move. Long story short, I'm gone for over a week. The next time I talk to you guys, I will be in Portland. And I will fucking guarantee that this fucking Apple Watch is going to get sent to Oakland while I'm gone. I can feel it
in my bones. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Chewie's gonna get the Apple Watch and he won't be able to get it.
It will be fucking infuriating. I know it will happen. And so now I'm put in the situation where I have to fucking root for the fact that the Apple Watch won't show up. I have to root for the fact that it will not show up until after I get back. Because if Apple decides to send that fucking watch to my house when I am in Portland, I am going to freak. I'm going to freak the fuck out. It will be an issue. So, I don't know. Tune in next week. Find out if I am going to kill somebody. I got a way to help you guys out. I think it's fair to say that we did a thing here on this show called Neon Signs, and what we found was that there was a lot of people who had already been in relationships that wrote in about the follies of when they were single. But I don't think that really did a whole lot for the single people. Okay? What I want is to help out all y'all out there looking for love in all the wrong places. I don't know. Maybe. When you are single, very often the most agonizing time in a new relationship is just kind of feeling people out. Because, like, there's a first few couple months when really all you know about these people are, you know, some very superficial things. Some of it's, like, mutual interest, sexual attraction, whatever that matrix is. It's just a lot of other stuff that is just general noise that you can latch onto. It is only through the first couple weeks, if not months, after that you really even begin to peel back who this person is. So, I am going to help you. Because I have invented a scientific test to let you know where these new partners of yours are really coming from. Imagine a world where you could forego all those weeks and months sniffing around little elements of their personalities to find out who they really are. And more specifically, what they are sensitive to. Because this is where a lot of relationships kind of, that's why you are a little trepidatious, right? You don't want to just run in all half-cocked and start screaming about something when all of a sudden you realize that the person that you've really begun to dug is really kind of sensitive about it. And so now they got kind of a wrong impression of you. You are kind of backtracking. And then it just turns into a really weird situation. No longer. Jury's here for you. I have developed the Young test. And so here's what I want you to do. I want you to go ahead and I'm going to have to even take a look at my shot here to make sure that we got the right image. Here we go. We're over the top of the thing. Let me get a little bit even closer to the camera so I can. Here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to sit down with your new, your person that you have just started dating. You're in a new relationship. You've not necessarily had these conversations. Before you play what I am about to start saying, I want you to tell them, hey, listen, this is just a thing that I've found to be helpful. I think it is cool for us to go through it together because I think we're just going to learn a little bit more about each other. All right? And you start it at the time code. If you're watching this on YouTube, put the time code to where the Young test starts in the comments. and it begins now. Hello, my name is Justin Robert Young. I'm not a medical doctor, nor am I a scientist. I have, however, through my own research, developed a test that I believe to be very, very effective. It's called the Young Test. It is designed to derive a reaction from you that will create substantive and important conversations in your new relationship. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be a romantic thing. It could just be a couple of friends. What I will guarantee is that you will know more about the person that you are sitting with after you are done with this test. A few caveats. This is a test designed to measure a reaction. Much like a reflex test, where a doctor takes a little wooden or a rubber hammer and hits you on the knee, this is not because the doctor's a fucking asshole who wants to fuck with you and hit your knee. It's designed to measure the reflexes that you will naturally exhibit. Much the same for the Young Test. I want you to, in your head, catalog whatever reactions you might have, even minor, so you can discuss them afterward. There is no benefit to this test if your answer afterward is that you had no reaction to anything. When I administer this test, which will involve me saying one phrase, please think to yourself, what did I find offensive and why did I find it offensive? All right. Here we go. This is the Young Test. God's a real cunt for a gay-ass Republican. Now, this is where you can cut the video. You know, the video can just kind of stop right here. Because what I will suspect will happen is that you are going to have the folks who are watching this with you react a certain kind of way. Now, what they react to will be very, very interesting. Again, the phrase is God's a real cunt for a gay-ass Republican. There's a lot of social issues in here, and a lot of them are treated all willy-nilly. It is very deliberately phrased so as to cross-pollinate various seemingly contradictory social and political worldviews. Anyhow, enjoy those conversations. We'll be right back with all of your email. Send your email to justinrobertyoung@gmail.com. That is justinrobertyoung@gmail.com. Put J-U-R-Y in the subject line. Anonymous Diamond writes, my inclination... Okay, so Anonymous Diamond wrote this amazing email, and I wrote him back personally, but all the stuff before basically was talking about how he's an older dude, he's got two kids, divorced from the mom, and he... is currently, he was very affected by the stuff that I've done, which I very much am grateful for. He wants to ask the following question. My inclination is toward content creation. To make this letter worth our collective time, you'll just have to assume that I have mad skills in this area. I would even be happy if you thought that I had slightly irritated skills, in which the ceiling seems a bit higher. The responses I've gotten from the limited amount of content I've dared to submit are quite positive. I assume these objective opinions are from real virtual people in the podcast community and not my IRL ass-kissing acquaintances. And guess what I'm asking is this. How does an old-ass man like me start a career in content creation? I'm not trying to be rich or internet famous, but even a modest income would beat the complete shit out of what I'm making right now. There's also the fact that it's what I love most to do, which I know doesn't guarantee success, but it guarantees a legacy even if I never make a penny from it. Do I submit content on spec and hope to be discovered, or do I create a demo and submit it with my CV? I'm hoping to add resourcefulness to my growing list of positive character traits, but for now, I'd like to borrow yours. I know you can't relate to being my age, but you certainly can relate to having a desire to succeed. Just pretend that you have about 13 productive years left, and you'd be me. I'm willing to do whatever is required to be successful until I either land a gig or build a rep as a freelancer, but I have to do it quickly and efficiently with minimal negative impact on my role as a dad machine. Whatever info or resources you can offer would be greatly appreciated. Anonymous, very excited that that you wrote this. So, here is what I would like to let you know. You are fucking at the perfect time. You might be an old-ass man, but you are an old-ass man who has outlasted all the bullshit that would have fucking made your dream impossible. Welcome to Valhalla. If you would like to make a little bit of money and be creatively fucking fulfilled, now it is easier and better to do it than it ever has been before. And the way the trends are rolling out, it will only get easier and better. So, you are going to have, here's what you need. A small but passionate audience. It's what I have. Small but passionate audience. The good news is that small will be handed to you. In fact, it's going to go from zero to small. It's going to be like three people. That's fine. Again, think about it like this. If three people deliberately went to your house every week to hear you talk, you would be thought of as a fucking cult leader. In an age of Kickstarter and Patreon, making a little bit of money from those people, from 3 to 300, is really easy. Easier. Now, here's what you got to focus on. Understand that there ain't no project like the next project. Now, you can wrap yourself up and really, really put your effort into certain things, but even then, it's most important that you not focus on that one thing being your only thing. You're not going to tie your fucking ego to it. You're not going to tie your fucking work ethic to whether or not people react to a certain thing. No, 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 no. You're going to keep doing everything. One of the many reasons why I love pro wrestling is because there ain't no pay-per-view but the next pay-per-view. There ain't no match but the next match. And in fact, there ain't no match like the match that's 19 matches from now. Because optimism is your currency. And in a small yet powerful and passionate audience, optimism is all you need to be in the business of selling. Make your content as good as possible, react to your audience, and make sure that they know in their head that the next episode is going to be the best episode. At least that's what I try to tell myself. Chris in New York City says, Justin, if you haven't finished the book yet, it occurred to me that you could exploit the ambiguity of the title and create some narrative tension by having both the president and the wizard have smoking hot, barely legal daughters and let the readers try to guess which one will have their titty out. He's, of course, talking about my forthcoming ebook, Secretly Gay President Thwart Zombie Invasion with the Help of a Wizard and His Barely Legal Smoking Hot Daughter. Jesus, Chris in New York City. Fucking wait for the sequel. Come on, man. Justin writes, I was walking to my work listening to the latest jury podcast when I saw a coworker headed the opposite way. I pulled out my earbuds but didn't pause playback. I answered her question, why, yes, I would love a pumpkin plant for my backyard. Thanks. Then popped my earbuds back in and continued on my merry way. And then he writes, in script format, me, child pornography. And then him, what the fuck? This motherfucker was just talking about selfie sticks. Listen, homie, you gotta fucking keep up. I ain't gonna stop here for you. Phil writes, you've fallen for the mistake. These last two are about selfie sticks. You've fallen for the mistake with many so many make with selfie sticks. People hate the object, but they really hate the holder. It's not that the object is evil or the end of society or just obnoxious. It's that the people who use them are in the most typical way, which is to block almost the entire walkway to Adventureland right after the 3 o'clock parade so they can frame a shot with the castle in the background, are evil, the end of society, and just obnoxious. They enable narcissism. They do not cause narcissism. So, yeah. You can think of some really good and non-douchey ways to use a clever tool. No surprise. Assholes with selfie sticks are still assholes. The reason they are getting banned is because those assholes will use them in a sophistic haze
to do dangerous and stupid things with them, like blocking traffic flow or hitting other people in the face. We can't ban these people yet, but we can take away their tool for being a tool. That is fucking tyranny. That is fucking tyranny, Pierce. Bullshit. You fucking bad people fucking should be banned, right? We have laws on the books. Where's my fucking amendment fucking protecting the right to bear selfie sticks? Where's my fife? I'm fighting for my motherfucking right to have a selfie stick because I want to do cool shit with it. It's a really ingenious, fun tool. Just because there's a bunch of fucking cunts who are out here ruining it doesn't mean that I don't get to fucking have a fun time with a cool instrument of delight. Huh? Huh? Right? Come on. These fucking assholes are assholes, and they should be reprimanded. They should be kicked out of the Adventureland fucking park, and the rest of their shitty, ugly families should fucking hit the bricks with them. But we should not be blaming the fucking tool. No, 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 no. Blame the man. The fucking, the thing in their hand is just an instrument and an extension of their awfulness. So, and I would object to your point that it is attracted by them. No, or it is attractive to them. Sure, but so are fucking, I don't know, back tattoos. Like, you don't want to fucking ban those. Why? Because they look a lot cooler than selfie sticks. Doesn't mean they're not douchey. So, Phil, fucking from my cold dead hands. Angela writes, the selfie stick is the fanny pack of this generation. Versatile, convenient, and performs exactly as it's supposed to, but you can't help but looking like a dork using it. Yeah, okay. You know, Angela... guilty as charged. Should you find yourself waiting in Portland for your Apple Watch? Should you find yourself playing a YouTube video for somebody that you just started dating because a guy on the internet told you to? Should you find yourself buying and leaving a review for Secretly Gay President thwarts a zombie apocalypse with the help of a wizard and his barely legal smoking hot daughter whose titty falls out at one point? Well then, friends, you are a true patriot and savior of the internet at large, and I, Justin Robert Young, ask you very politely to please don't die. Do you like the way you're dressed up? Do you like how your hair gets cut? Do you like when your friends fuck up?
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.